This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Popular Midwest comedian Charlie Behrens will visit the Chippewa Valley this week for some conversations about data center projects. Behrens will host a live show featuring musical guests, educational opportunities, and community conversations at High Country in Eau Claire on Saturday beginning at 6 p.m. Behrens will also take part in a neighborhood summit in Knapp at 1 p.m. on Sunday. The event was organized by Great Lakes Neighbors United and Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin. Officials from the organizations are hoping the event will serve as an opportunity to help residents understand the environmental risks of data centers and give them the tools to push back against new data center proposals. Data center development has been a growing issue in the Chippewa Valley over the last year after the city of Menominee annexed a portion of land from the town of Red Cedar for one of the facilities. Amid community pushback regarding the water and energy use of that site, city officials paused planning on the data center and later updated the city's zoning code to give them more regulatory control over the facilities. Chippewa County officials will consider a resolution requesting the state legislature allow them to increase the amount they can charge in sales taxes. Chippewa County currently charges the maximum amount of an additional 0.5% on the state's 5% sales tax. The resolution would ask the Wisconsin Counties Association to advocate for the change, specifically to address road and bridge infrastructure costs. County officials say they're not actively looking to raise the sales tax at this time, but they are starting to fall behind on those projects amid rising construction costs. Law enforcement authorities say they're investigating after a man was found dead at a worksite in Durand over the weekend. Authorities say 54-year-old Christian Jean Bates of Durand, a construction supervisor with NTEC Communications, was found dead at the site at around 3 a.m. on Saturday. Company officials say he had failed to report back at the end of his shift, prompting the search effort with the Pepin and Buffalo County Sheriff's Offices. The exact cause of Bates' death has not yet been determined, but the incident remains under investigation. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A statewide search for a new Universities of Wisconsin president is entering its next phase, with public meetings beginning today. Sessions will be held through Thursday in places including Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay. Organizers say they want feedback from a wide range of people, from students to employers. The position opened after the board removed former president Jay Rothman in April. A final hire is expected later this year. Families waiting on green cards are facing record delays, and new policy changes could make the process more complicated. A recent report from Manifest Law found over 500,000 family-based applications still pending nationwide, including more than 2,000 in Wisconsin. Family sponsorship makes up the majority of green card approvals in the state. Under new rules, many applicants may have to finish their cases at U.S. consulates abroad, a move that could impact how long families wait to stay together. Wisconsin's Peninsula State Park is being named one of the greatest state parks in the nation. The area is ranked at number 3 on USA Today's 2026 10 Best list. The Door County Park is a popular destination for tourists, featuring 400 campsites, 20 miles of hiking trails, a summer theater, and more. Minnesota's Gooseberry Falls State Park and Mohican State Park in Ohio were ranked at numbers 1 and 2 on the list. And Michael Johnson, the president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, has died at the age of 50. Johnson served the organization for 17 years. In a statement, the organization said he brought passion, integrity, and a deep commitment to the mission of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, and his impact will be felt for many years to come. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A wild and crazy game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Just when you thought you'd seen it all over the weekend in Denver, the Milwaukee Brewers played until after 1 a.m. Wisconsin time to beat the A's in Las Vegas 15-14 in 12 innings. There were 11 combined home runs in the game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked, where does that one rank in his major league career?
Yeah, the most bizarre game most bizarre game I've ever had. Major League Baseball in 11 years. Never saw anything like it. So many things happened. There were 16 challenges in the game. 16 challenges in the game. I never seen anything like it.
16 ABS challenges, a new MLB record. The two teams play again tonight. NFL, Packers mandatory minicamp. Bo Melton back at wide receiver after being moved to defensive back at the start of last season.
Like last year, it was needed. And I'm a team guy. Like I want to be here for the team. I want to win Super Bowl. So at the end of the day, if that's what it takes, and that's what they think is good for me in that year, it was cool.
That's Bo Melton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some clouds to start, then increasing sunshine. It'll be warm, if not hot, with highs right around 90. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight, a mild night with lows in the upper 60s. Hot and stormy on Wednesday, highs in the low to mid 90s. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.